Check it. 6.5 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America. For the next couple of hours, we're talking sports. We're talking like sports A to Z. We'll talk a little combat sports. We'll talk a little NFL, a little NBA. Dominant Big D, the NCAA. The NCAA is off and running. March Madness is upon us.
March Madness has been living up to its name. It's been a very entertaining tournament so far. A lot of upsets. And then you've got the teams like Kentucky just steamrolling, moving along.
And we'll get to the Kentucky thing in a little while, but the bottom line is it's Kentucky's series to lose. They're not going to lose. They're going to go undefeated. They'll be 40-0 or whatever it is, whatever the magic numbers are, come the end of the year, and they'll be the greatest football basketball team of 2015, bar none. Of course, Notre Dame won tonight, and people think that Notre Dame's got a shot. Sirian Pete's got his views on the other side of the room, but straight up, Zach Attack Young is, of course, in the City of Angels. And, Zach, what's happening in the world of combat sports?
Well, right now we got the UFC Fight Night 62 from Brazil. We got Damian Maia and LaFleur in the main event. The main event is going on right now. They're just getting into round four, I believe. So it's been an interesting night so far, and we're going to go over those results coming up pretty quick here on the show.
And Ronda Rousey's going to Brazil. You talk about balls, okay? She's going to Brazil to fight in front of 40,000 people down there and to call that chick down there, Chris Cyborg Santos, a she-male. That's what Ronda Rousey's going to Brazil for August the 1st. Look out. You are tuned to some bad company. Bad company. Sirian Pete in the other room. Dominant Big D Jimenez here. Zach Attack Young. My name is Johnny Taco, a.k.a. the Taco Man. We have open phone lines coast to coast. Join us. Toll free, it's on me, 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline Overnight America, the weekend edition, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and the American Forces Network, as well as Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Clock says 12 minutes past the hour, hour number one of two. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Taco Man's in the house, of course, sitting in front of the mic as I speak. In the other room, the madman that runs the show is Syrian Pete. In the City of Angels, of course, Zach Attack Young. Sitting to my left, Big D, Dominic Jimenez. NCAA basketball is off and running. March Madness. The bottom line is these guys are all playing for naught. It's sort of like one big game of jerk-off because at the end of the day, Dominic, Kentucky's going to win it all.
It's really easy to see Kentucky winning. For the sake of being different, I'm going to say they're going to lose in the Final Four to whoever wins that Wisconsin-Arizona matchup, assuming both teams make it to the Elite Eight. I say the winner of the West, if it's one of those two teams, has a really, really good shot at beating Kentucky.
Well, speaking of teams that don't have a shot at beating Kentucky, which low seed do you think is a hot underdog?
You know, one team that I think is set up to do really well right now is UCLA. They're over in the South region. They're an 11 seed. They upset SMU in the first round. They beat Alabama Birmingham in the second round. And if Gonzaga wins against Iowa, I think Gonzaga is really beatable. I think they're a very overrated 2 seed. If UCLA makes it to the Elite Eight, I wouldn't be surprised.
Good enough. We're talking NCAA basketball. Of course, March Madness is off and running, and I think that Kentucky's just going to run away with this, no doubt about it. And you think there's a couple teams that can stop Kentucky. Zach Attack, are you of the opinion Kentucky can be stopped, or are you like me, he's an undefeated champion, going to run all the way to the title?
I mean, looking at it right now, Kentucky's just been so dominant. They've had a bunch of games that they've won by like 40 points, including one against UCLA earlier in the year. I mean, granted, that was a different UCLA team. I think they've gotten it together a lot more now, but Kentucky has been very impressive, and as a fan of history, I mean, I think it would be very cool to see a team go 40-0.
You know, I liken this to a boxer holding another boxer up. In other words, he's got an inferior fighter on the other side of the ring. I'm talking about the great Alexis Arguello, the late Alexis Arguello, when he went to capture the World Lightweight Championship from Jim Watt in 1981 over in London, England. He knew he could knock Watt out, okay? And he didn't knock Watt out. He let Watt go the 15 rounds out of respect. He didn't want to show his best game. And the bottom line is, I think Kentucky's not going to want to show their best game. You're not going to see the best of Kentucky until it comes D-Day, baby, when they talk about fighting for that national title. And guess what? It's only a few games away, Dominic.
Yeah, taking a look at the schedule here. The Elite Eight, March 28th, 29th, and the Final Four is April 4th to April 6th. So these games are going to happen quick. So if Kentucky is going to ramp it up, like you say they will, they're going to have to be doing it pretty soon. Assuming the seeds go accordingly, they're going to have some tough matchups to get to the championship game.
Well, I'm not saying that the team they play today, Cincinnati, is like, you know, the next coming of John Wooden and Bill Walton, those guys from UCLA. Not at all. But you know, they went as far as shooting threes, they went 2 for 14. They shot 36% from the field. 22% of the times they touched the ball, they turned the ball over. I'm telling you, this Kentucky team is a monster on both sides of the court.
Yeah, you know, looking at Cincinnati, they shot really poorly in their first game against Purdue in an 8-9 matchup, which was a really good, fun game to watch. I think Kentucky might struggle against a team like Notre Dame, Arizona, Wisconsin, team that can shoot. Because that's not the strength of Kentucky's guarding the three-point line. It's guarding the interior.
Assyrian Pete, what's up with UC Irvine? What's up with that?
Well, we were talking about it beforehand.
You know, I got
pretty excited because one of my lifelong friends, Travis Souza, plays for UC Irvine, and a lot of people know they hyped it up a lot. This was their first ever NCAA tournament game. And, well, my buddy, Travis Souza, senior guard, his final year there, hit the first three of the game for Irvine. So, you know, not many people can say that they've scored the first points in their school's NCAA tournament history, but one of my lifelong friends can say that, and I think that's pretty awesome.
Straight up, of course, we're talking NCAA basketball and how Kentucky's just going to run away with it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. 36-0. I don't think a team's went undefeated since Virginia, I think.
Virginia,
like 2004 or something.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been quite a while.
I mean, and you know, if you look at it on paper, nobody's going to beat them. I mean, I talked to my good buddy in Vegas. I call him Mr. Hoops, okay? And he knows basketball like the back of his hand. He bets basketball illegally. What I mean by illegally is that he lives a life of a pauper, but he's got $1 million in the bank that the IRS doesn't know about because he makes bets. Okay, and he bets on basketball. And he says that Kentucky's just going to run away with this, and he put his money on Kentucky real early. Now, right now, if you had to bet outside of Kentucky, what would the number two team be? Would it be Notre Dame?
No, definitely not, especially since they have to play Kentucky if they even want to get to the national championship. I like Duke. If I have to pick, you know, just looking at here, Duke's got the easiest. They're in that South region with UCLA. UCLA is not that good. They're not. They're just playing well. They played a couple not very good teams. Duke should get out of their region. The number one seed in the East is already out. Villanova lost today to NC State. I think Duke's got the easiest path besides Kentucky to the national championship game. So if I'm putting money, I'm putting money on Jahlil Okafor, Coach K, and Duke.
Okay, so who leaves this Kentucky team? Zach Attack, who leaves this Kentucky team? And I'll ask you first. I'll go with Dominic on this one. Who leaves this Kentucky team and makes an impact in the NBA after the draft? Who's going to be the player that's going to be able to lead this team? Is anybody going to step up?
It's going to be hard to just pick one. Kentucky's probably going to have at least 3-4 lottery picks. You got the Harrison brothers. They're going to be – I'm not even going to bother naming everybody. Kentucky, Coach Calipari, basically recruits whoever he wants, and he gets almost whoever he wants.
And, folks, these guys are trying to tell me that Kentucky is not going to win. They're trying to put doubt in my mind. They're trying to say – and then Kentucky, there's anything. And then they come up and say, well, they got this, they got that. The bottom line is I think they're the heavyweight champion of college basketball. I think it's going to remain that way. No question about that. Speaking of UCLA, hey, Zach, when they flooded that the gym down there and did like the $10 million in damage, were they able to fix the floors on the UCLA gym floor down there? It cost them like $8 million to replace the floor. Did they replace that right away, or are they playing somewhere else?
No, they replaced it. It's been renovated, Poly Pavilion, and I remember that being quite a catastrophe, and I know that they worked it out now. So, yeah, they're playing on real UCLA gym floor.
Pauley Pavilion, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar named the MVP in 1972 on this day. Of course, I think probably pound for pound the top two or three basketball players of all time. I know we talk in the NBA, and you like Jordan, don't you, Dominic?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And where are you leaning as far as number one's concerned? I like Rick Barry because he's my guy, but straight up number one player of all time, Zach?
Oh, you got to go with Jordan on that. I mean, there's never been another player like him on both ends of the floor, offense and defense.
Speaking of Michael Jordan, on this day in sports history, he was cut from the Chicago White Sox and relegated to the AAA team, in which, of course, he didn't succeed at. And he just wasn't the guy. Who was the best guy that was able to play both sports was Bo Jackson, right?
Yeah, Bo Jackson, definitely. If he had stuck to one sport, he probably would have been a Hall of Famer.
Deion Sanders, too?
Deion was really good, but I think Bo was better.
You know, yeah. Deion was a piece of work. I used to work out at the Candlestick Park, get to work in the Candlestick Park dressing rooms and things like that, back and forth as a cop and then as a reporter and things like that. And Deion, he was always talking to SMAC, always making, you know, he was an impact player. But when he came here, he brought excitement with him. There really aren't too many players that carry that type of excitement anymore. He almost had that O.J. Simpson type of excitement. Why is it that's gone? Is it gone because I'm getting old and I'm not appreciating the younger players, Dominic?
No, there's really not a lot of players that have the same type of a flair. We'll call it flair as Deion. Deion marched to the beat of his own drum, and he let you know just how good he was. Also, really quick, NCAA, ESPN has zero perfect brackets remaining out of the 11.5 million that were submitted.
Good enough. My buddy Marshawn Lynch was having breakfast in a restaurant with me a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't know it. The owner told me yesterday that was Marshawn Lynch sitting next to you eating Al's special at the Seminary Coffee Shop on Seminary Avenue in Oakland, California. Mr. Marshawn Lynch, as I call him, the nut hugger. You're tuned to Sports Byline all across America. We have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Is there any doubt who the best team in all the NBA is? Hell no! The Golden State Warriors. We're talking Warriors and NBA right after this.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way down to the little leagues. Go to phbat.com, that's phbat.com, and in the coupon code type in PHBAT14 for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat. Take a look at a few March Madness scores here. Number one, Kentucky beats Cincinnati. Number eight, Cincinnati, 64-51. Number eight, NC State upsets number one, Villanova, 71-68. Number two, Arizona, 73-58, winners over the 10th-seeded Ohio State Buckeyes. And in overtime, a really great game, the number three, Notre Dame Fighting Irish, 67 over the Butler Bulldogs, 67-64. Pedro, NBA.
Hey, guess what? The best team in basketball, well, they just continue to win. Golden State won tonight at home, 106-91 over the Jazz. The Phoenix Suns prevailed over Houston in Houston, 117-102. Memphis came up on top as far as fighting the Portland Trail Blazers was concerned, 97-86. And Chicago, what's happened to my buddy Doug? Chicago came up short to the Pistons, 107-91. That is your sports scoreboard brought to you by who, Dominic?
Pro Hammer Bat.
Okay, bottom line is we're talking NBA. And, of course, the Golden State Warriors just continue to kick ass and amaze people. And you know what? If the Warriors do go into the finals, and I will say this right now, it will be the lowest-rated NBA finals in the last 25 years as far as television is concerned. You know, maybe Stephen Curry might be able to change that.
That's where I was going to disagree with you. Yeah,
he may be the only thing. But if we get this market here, okay, Oakland, it's not San Francisco. Even though it's in the number four media market, it's right across the bay, it ain't the same. You and I know that. That's why the Warriors are coming over here. The Oakland A's are trying to get out of town. Yeah. And, of course, the Warriors coming back to San Francisco Warriors. So let's talk NBA. What's happening?
You know, the Warriors, like you said, they keep rolling. They beat the Hawks the other night. That was a battle of the two best teams in the NBA. The Warriors haven't been beaten by the same team twice yet this season, which is thoroughly impressive considering how many times you got to play these teams in the West. And the teams in the West are really tough. Clippers, Spurs, Grizzlies goes on and on and on. And you know, Pedro, one thing I wanted to talk about regarding the Warriors and the fact that they're rolling is that they've been pretty healthy this year. This is a team that, you know, traditionally has gotten hurt a lot. You know, David Lee was hurt to open the year. Yeah, Klay Thompson's got a sprained ankle right now. But you haven't had any major injury affecting the team. Last year going into the playoffs, Andrew Bogut broke a rib. And somehow Kerr's managed to keep him wrapped in bubble wrap. So the Warriors are healthy, and I think more than anything, that's the biggest thing going into the playoffs.
You know, Zach Attack Young, do you think that Kerr is like the most brilliant coach in the history of basketball all of a sudden? I mean, he's able to rest his players on certain nights and still win going away. I mean, that really says a lot about the depth of the Warriors, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and I think you got to give Greg Popovich a lot of credit on that. The longtime coach of the Spurs, I think he's influenced that because he always has the Spurs resting, you know, and for years. And you see these guys are still well-preserved. I think coaches like Kerr have seen that, and he's taking advantage of that with the Warriors, and you see a fresh team every night, and they're able to dominate their opposition.
And, of course, Kerr's also got some Phil Jackson in his background.
Yep. And Phoenix Suns, he's been all over the place, and he draws a little bit of everything from everywhere, and that's what I love about Steve Kerr.
He seems to be the perfect coach, and I guess because they're winning, he's the perfect coach. But there doesn't seem to be any movements that he's made this year, any errors. The media here in the Bay Area, you know that, Dominic, they'll jump on you like a cockroach if they get a chance and kick you to death. Okay, if they get even smell a little blood in the water. They've left this guy totally alone. They haven't even criticized him even slightly.
I think the only thing they've really knocked him on is David Lee's playing time. And the way that they're playing, that's almost an afterthought. Because the fact that David Lee's not playing, clearly reflected by the record, is not that big of a deal. Kerr says the right things. He's got that look. I say this. He inherited an awesome team, but Steve Kerr brought in fantastic assistants, and I think that's been the biggest difference.
And Jerry West is part of that team as well. Of course, Jerry West, the Hall of Famer out of the L.A. Lakers. It's funny to even think that he's associated with the Golden State Warriors, because when I was working for Jerry Buss's Forum Boxing down there at L.A., when he had the L.A. Forum going in Inglewood, I would see Jerry walking around the halls and things like that. And it was so cool to be able to rub shoulders with Jerry West going down the hall. I mean, this was amazing.
The logo.
And I was like, he was one of the few guys I was speechless around. Didn't know what to say to him. I really didn't. What do you say? You start blowing him? You can't start blowing this guy. I didn't know what to say to him. Hi, Mr. West. How the hell are you? Speaking of the NBA, Mr. Westbrook continues to roll. The Thunder, he's carrying them. But Kevin Durant, is Kevin Durant out for the season here, Zach?
Yeah, out for the regular season. He may be able to come back in the playoffs, but he's definitely out for the regular season at this point.
How much does that mean to them?
That's huge. Kevin Durant's one of the best players in basketball. And when you can have Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, that's, I don't want to say it's not fair, but that's two prime 30-point scoring options you've got. And they can play off one another too, which they do extremely well. The lack of Durant, and Durant gets it done on the inside. He can post you up a little bit, mid-range, from three. No Kevin Durant's huge. It really is.
Interesting. Now, we go back to L.A., and the guy, I think, that picked the pockets of the Bus family, Mr. Steve Nash. Is anybody regretting Steve Nash retiring down there, Zach?
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of regret that because the Suns were kind of like, you know, they were a little bit of a rival of the Lakers during their dynasty that they had. And I think that when they brought Steve over in the first place, a lot of people were kind of hesitant. You know, they're like, oh, this guy was on our enemy all these years. But at the end of the day, I mean, you had to kind of know he didn't have much left. I mean, I knew he didn't have much left, but I think it has been disappointing for Laker fans, and he really didn't bring anything to the Lakers. I mean, to be quite frank about it.
65 games in 3 years, Dominic?
Yep, 60. He played 50 games his first year, 15 last year, and zero this year.
And that's worth like $9.5 million a year?
3 years, $28 million is what they paid him, and they traded four draft picks for him. Four draft picks.
And who was making – is that the kid, the son making the decisions down there?
I believe at the time it was Mitch Kupchak was the GM still. Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, Miss Buss is going to roll some heads this year. I'm telling you, she's going to look to sacrifice people. She's going to try to impose her will as being the boss down there. I think she may run her brother out of town.
I mean, that's kind of the role of an owner now, especially the owner of a team like the Lakers that have the prestige, that have the immense track record of success. If you put out a subpar product, especially the way the Lakers have played this year, you got to do something.
Hey, Zach, you know what the coolest thing about going to a party with Jerry Buss was besides the chicks?
No, what's that?
Free Viagra. Seriously, back in 1992, 93, they were passing these blue pills all around the Forum Club down there in Inglewood. I had no idea what was going on. Was it chiclets or something? A big chiclet? I had no idea. It was a big blue pill. These guys were passing all over. Of course, rich guys, you know, rich guys get drugs before the rest of the normal public does. You know that. It was like cell phones, like any good stuff. But yeah, the magic blue pill was being passed around, and Naive Pedro had no idea what was going on there. But the bottom line is, of course, there were some hot chicks back in the days, and Jerry always got his share of chicks. I'm talking about the man, of course, that owned the L.A. Lakers. He still does, but he's put the team in the hands of his son and his daughter. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, as I said, 1972, the absolute best player in all of the NBA. But I want to go back one thing to UCLA. We're talking about college basketball a minute ago, and I forgot to bring this up, Dominic. But 1969. UCLA routed Purdue 92-72 and became the first college team to win three straight NCAA titles. That was that with Walton or was that with Al Cinders? Anybody know?
In the 70s?
In the 60s.
60s, yeah, it probably was.
It was Al Cinder.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lou Al Cinder.
Yeah.
You want to hear a good I told you the story, right? Where I was reading the newspaper as a kid and I go to my Uncle Ray. I go, "Uncle Ray, man, you wouldn't believe these Milwaukee Bucks." He's what? I go, "They got these two big black dudes, one Jabbar, one Al Cinder." He said, "Come here, son. Let me sit you down. Let me tell you, they're both the same guy." 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Greg Popovich, obviously the most successful coach in the history of the NBA. San Antonio Spurs. What are the chances of the Spurs and the Warriors making it to the end? Is there a chance there, or are there the division conflict?
I've learned to never rule out the Spurs, no matter how, you know, just old they look with Greg Popovich and even Tim Duncan, still Ginobili, Parker. They can still get it done if they're a 7 or a 6 seed, which is kind of looking like where they'll be at. It'll be a tougher road than it has been for them in the past. It's hard to rule out. Every year you want to rule out, "Oh, Spurs got no chance," and then they win.
Zach, is San Antonio, are the Spurs like the New England Patriots of the NFL? They just seem to always be there?
Yeah, they definitely are. And, I mean, looking at their division, their specific division, the worst team in their division is the Pelicans. You know what their record is? 37-32. So the worst team in their little division is a winning team, which is better, has a better record than some of the teams that are actually going into the playoffs in the East. So that says a lot about how competitive the West is, and it also says a lot about how good the Spurs still are at this age.
Yeah, the Pelicans, 8th seed in the playoffs. One of the teams that I really liked heading into it. They're fighting with the Thunder for it. It's basically Russell Westbrook versus the Pelicans at this point.
You're tuned to Sports Overnight America, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the guy sitting in front of the mic here. To my left is the dominant one, Big D, Dominic Jimenez. Of course, Zach Attack Young in the City of Angels. Sitting across the other side of the glass, as dirty as it is, Assyrian Pete. And, of course, today, in sports history, Muhammad Ali stripped of the heavyweight championship in 1967 for refusing to go into the United States Army. I'm not going to lead young men to slaughter with my name. Bottom line was, he stood up for it. He was the greatest of all time. That's why he is the greatest, Muhammad Ali. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Yes, believe me, there is a difference in the water you drink. How do I know? Because the UPS finally delivered my Alchemy Water this week. I was gone. It was gone for like a week and a half, 10 days. No Alchemy Water. I'm running 4 or 5 days a week. It's ticking me off. I'm not feeling the best, but now I've got the groove going. Once again, I ran this morning. The bottom line is Alchemy Water is fantastic. There is a difference in the water you drink. If you think I'm kidding, go to Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Straight up, we're talking combat sports. Let's talk boxing straight up. First up, boxing's going all over the place. Zach Attack Young, did you tell me boxing's been signed now by ABC?
Yep. ABC, which also means their sister network ESPN, and that's supposed to start taking place in July. And Teddy Atlas and Joe Tessitore, who are the Friday Night Fights commentators, are supposed to be the commentators for this new Premier Boxing Champions series that's on ABC.
So now Premier Boxing is Al Haymon. Now he's got shows on NBC, CBS, ABC, and Spike TV right now.
Yep, and BET also. That was another channel.
And, you know, they tell me he's buying his airtime from NBC. He's actually buying the airtime and selling sponsorship. Now, being in a position to have done that for the past 30 years, this is not an easy – that's not an easy thing to do. Dominic, that's a whole lot of ads to be selling.
Oh, yeah, especially a company as expansive as ABC.
ABC, NBC, and CBS, all the three networks are getting back in the box, and ESPN will be there. And, of course, ABC's got that vast library of some of the great Muhammad Ali fights and Roberto Duran fights. ABC's great Wide World of Sports. Of course, CBS has got some fights as well, and NBC, the Peacock. Now, the Peacock did pretty well, Zach. They did like 4.9 million viewers at the about the 7th to 8th round of that main event between Keith Thurman and Robert Guerrero. Straight up, the numbers were there. Was the excitement there?
You know, for that fight, that they could have done a lot worse than that fight. I was excited by that fight. I was entertained throughout. And, I mean, it was a pretty dominant performance from Thurman. But during those rounds was when Guerrero was starting to come back a little bit. So I think that was good for the viewers to see that.
Interesting. We're talking boxing. Of course, the World Light Heavyweight Champion in action last week, 6 days, 7 days ago. Talk about Sergey Kovalev just destroying Jean Pascual. And I thought that maybe there was a kink in his armor. In fact, that he was able to get hit with looping overhand rights by the shorter Pascual. But you told me he just didn't give a snot and didn't have any respect for Pascual, so he didn't care.
Yeah, I think he was surprised that Pascal was still there, because normally when somebody eats that many bombs from Kovalev, they're not really vertical anymore. So he was a little surprised, I think, that Pascal wasn't horizontal at that point.
Okay,
he wanted to change that.
We're talking combat sports, folks. Don't forget, of course, Bellator coming back with a big card June the 20th on Spike TV. Ken Shamrock and Kimbo Slice. Does it sound like a big event? It will be a big event. I think it will be Spike's biggest numbers ever as far as MMA is concerned. What do you think, Zach? Think you're going to do record numbers that night?
For Bellator and Kimbo Slice? Oh, no doubt. That's a massive fight. This is 2006, right? Oh, no, sorry. It's 2015. I thought we went into a time machine for a second.
Hey, guess who's calling out Johnny Hendricks, a former welterweight champion that didn't look that good winning last week? Ben Askren. Ben's chasing him all over the place, dogging him out, man, punking him.
Yeah, that's an interesting fight, because, I mean, overall, I think that Hendricks may be the better fighter, but Askren is definitely the better wrestler, and I don't think that there's a better wrestler in that division than Askren, certainly not at the moment.
Do you think that Ben Askren is selling himself short? I mean, he's making more money by fighting abroad, but he's not getting the exposure. But then again, this is professional sports, professional prize fighting. It really doesn't matter who he represents and what belt he wears. It matters about Dominic, about him making the money.
Yeah, no matter what business it is, no matter anything, it's all about the money.
All about the money. We know that's no question about that. Boxing, $120 million a guarantee for Floyd Mayweather, $80 million for Manny Pacquiao. Now, had this fight taken place 4 or 5 years ago when it was supposed to, would they have made this kind of money, Zach?
No, certainly not. I think that the most you would have seen is maybe about $60 million for Floyd, maybe about $40 million for Pacquiao, but now both guys are really cashing out. And I'll add on to that, imagine if this were a UFC fight. Both guys would be making, what, maybe like $1 million, something? Okay. Something around that.
Why? Well, I'm going to ask now. Dominic's not the biggest fight fan in the world, okay? And why is Floyd Mayweather popular, Dominic? Why do you think he's popular?
I think it's the
is he popular?
I think he is, and I think it's the character, the notion,
the heel?
The persona he brings. Yeah, he's kind of a heel, and you know he flaunts his money. It's kind of like Deion Sanders in a way a little bit. He's kind of the narcissistic heel, and people are attracted to that kind of thing. And he hasn't lost. That doesn't hurt.
Marshawn Lynch too.
I don't think it translates quite well to Marshawn Lynch.
I will trash Marshawn Lynch any chance I get. I'm sorry.
Unless you're eating breakfast with him.
Exactly. Yeah, I was too. Here's what's up, folks. I'm sitting a couple seats away from him. I had no idea. I heard this guy popping off. He wasn't popping off too much, but he was talking to Al and back and forth. And then a couple of visits later, I went and saw Al because Big Al is hurting. Big Al has run the Seminary Coffee Shop in. On Seminary Avenue in Oakland for like 35 years. I've been my buddy, my mentor. I take him to the fights. I take him everywhere I can. Anyway, he's gotten real sick, and I was going to see him like every couple of days to see if he was getting better and getting better and getting better. And then one day I sat down next to Mr. Lynch. I had no idea who he was. And I'll say one thing. He handled himself with class in there. I understand he wants to be a thug, but I think that with Marshawn Lynch, and maybe you don't go back as far as I do, but I think he's a studio gangster. And what I mean by a studio gangster is that he wants to be like a gangster in the movies. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
Not in real life.
Yeah, it's hard. He does roll with less than savory posse, but, you know, it's at the end of the day, these guys are still people, if that makes sense.
Damian Maia, too much for Mr. LaFleur tonight. UFC Fight Night coming to you from Brazil, huh, Zach?
Yeah, it looks like it. I actually picked LaFleur in that fight because I thought Maia was past it, but I did think that Maia had a good shot. But Maia apparently had enough left to beat LaFleur.
And of course, we're talking about UFC going down in Brazil, and Josh Koscheck was on the card. Now that's a little scary because you and I know that he just got the snot choked out of him. He was like had green coming out of his mouth just a couple of weeks ago, less than 21 days ago, when he's fighting in Rio, and he gets choked out again. Now listen, when he got choked out 2 weeks ago, you and I said he was done, and then 2 weeks later he's co-main eventing a UFC event down in Brazil. Is he done now?
I definitely hope so. Thankfully, this time he actually tapped out. He didn't tap out the last time, so at least this time I think he's in a little better shape than he was after that last fight. But I really hope that at this point he will hang it up. That's 5 losses in a row, and a lot of them ending in the first or second round.
Him refusing to tap out and the green foam coming out of his mouth, is that testimony to his intestinal fortitude and his overall balls and guts, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, nobody wants to have a professional fighter who's trained for years doing that, choking them out. So you got to give him props for that because he was in Brazil, the home of the chokeout, and he got choked out, you know, and he tried for as long as he could to fight it off, and I give him a lot of credit for that.
All right, now, speaking of chokeout now, Anthony Pettis, we thought was like going to be you and I were anointing him as like the next god of mixed martial arts. And then Rafael Dos Anjos comes along from Brazil, comes in with a partially torn MCL, and kicks the snot out of him for 5 rounds.
Yeah, I always thought that Pettis did have a little weakness to grappling. I just didn't think that Dos Anjos was going to be the guy to expose it. You know, he's always been more of a striker, but he had a great game plan and he came in there and he's the new champion for a reason. You know, I heard that he partially shut Pettis' eye in the first round with a punch, and that was the kind of the excuse Pettis was going with for why he didn't perform well. But I mean, at the end of the day, Dos Anjos landed that punch. It was a purposeful punch, and he had a dominant performance, and I thought he won every round, Pedro.
Okay, yeah, no doubt about that. Let's look at the UFC for the month of April. April the 4th, they're going to be in Fairfax, Virginia. Chad Mendes in the main event. UFC Fight Night goes to Poland, the Krakow Arena in Krakow, Poland, April the 11th. That'll be on Fox Sports 1. Gabriel Gonzaga and Mirko Krokop 2, Battle of the Old-Timers. UFC on Fox, man, this one I'm waiting for. The Dragon, Lyoto Machida, and Luke Rockhold. Both these guys are on a collision course. They're doing about the same thing. I mean, their stock value is like 2/8 fighting each other. This is going to be a good fight.
Yeah, definitely. They're two strikers, and I think they both have a point to prove. I think Rockhold is hungry for a title shot. He hasn't gotten that, and Machida has been a champion caliber fighter for years. So that's going to be a special fight, and I think that the winner of that is going to go on to really give Weidman a good test.
Ronda Rousey coming back August the 1st in Rio de Janeiro, going down there to she's going to go down there and annihilate a Brazilian. She just cracks me up. She's going down there to fight Beth Correa. Beth Correa is a Brazilian girl. The girl can fight a little bit. She is supposedly going to be Ronda's toughest test thus far. But Ronda's willing to go into Brazil and fight in front of 40,000 Brazilians. And you know she's going to tell people to F off and to do this and to do that. She's going to be totally Ronda, and she's going to have the entire country eating out of her hand. They're going to hate her. They're going to hate her, and they're going to build this her match between her and Chris Cyborg Santos into the biggest match in MMA history. Am I writing the blueprint here, Matt, Zach?
Yeah, I definitely think that's a good way to sell this. You know, she is kind of a polarizing figure. A lot of people love her, a lot of people hate her, but everybody tunes in to watch her, don't they? And she's been finishing people so fast that it's really becoming like appointment television, as they say.
Well, what was funny is when we played that fight clip, it only lasted 12 seconds, but 3 seconds into the fight, he goes, and this is brought to you by Bud Light. I mean, he snuck that clip in there because the guy knew. You know what I'm saying? He knew that there was a potential this fight was going to end early. Mauricio Shogun Rua and taking on, I guess he's taking on Little Nog, Antonio Ruggiero Nogueira. Rua, man, I watched him take so many beatings. How can these guys take a licking and keep ticking, man? I mean, it just doesn't seem like. Shouldn't Rua have hung him up a couple fights ago?
Yeah, he should have. I mean, he got knocked out by Dan Henderson a few fights ago, which is Dan Henderson is getting knocked out himself at this point, and both of them are way past their best. So I'm not sure what more Shogun really has to fight for at this point. I mean, he was the champion for a little while. He had the glory days and pride, but I definitely would like to see him hang him up.
Okay, the big fight. We'll talk about this one right now before we go to the break. UFC Fight Night, of course, coming to you from the Mall of Asia, and that's going to be in Pasay, the Philippines, May the 16th. Frankie Edgar and Uriah Faber going 145 pounds. I think it's a coin toss, Zach.
Yeah, that's a real good fight. I know we both wanted to see Faber fight Dillashaw, but I kind of think this fight is on a pretty equal level because they've both been those guys who have been right near the championship for so many years, and they just seem like two fighters where you look at it and it's like, how have these guys not fought by now? So it's a really good fight, and it's one I want to see.
Dana White tried to say it wasn't a super fight. The hell it is, and it's a super fight if there ever was one.
Oh, definitely. For the lighter divisions, both of those guys helped put the lighter divisions on the map, so It's a super fight for anybody who has followed the lighter divisions over the years.
UFC Fight Night. Frankie Edgar, the former lightweight champion at 145 pounds, taking on Uriah Faber, the former 145-pound champion of the World Extreme Cage Fighting. Of course, the main event, UFC Fight Night. 5 rounds, May the 16th on Fox Sports 1. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This was my original theme back about 30 years ago. Good Lord, that long ago. Disco, if there ever was one. I'm talking about being armed and extremely dangerous.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way down to the little leagues. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com. And in the coupon code, type in PHBAT14 for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat. Taking a look at March Madness, North Carolina beats Arkansas 87-78. Utah beats Georgetown 75-64. A battle of the bracket busters. Number 11 UCLA beats number 14 UAB 92-75. And Xavier knocks out Georgia State 75-67. Pedro, NBA.
Phoenix Suns behind Eric Bledsoe's career best 34 points, whooped on Houston 117-102. The best team in all of basketball, the 2015 NBA champions, 40 years after they won their last championship back in 1975. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors, topped the Utah Jazz tonight 106-91. And Portland came up short to Memphis 97-86.
This has been your Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America Weekend Update, brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat.
We're talking, of course, NFL in hour number two. And, of course, did you realize it's been like 1994 they brought in the two-point conversion? The two-point conversion, has it been, had that much of an impact on the game?
I think so. It changes the play calling late in the game when you score a touchdown and you need that 2 points. Hey, two-point conversion's there.
Zach, are you for the two-point conversion?
Yeah, I think it definitely does change the game. It just adds like a different thing that people can add to the repertoire in terms of offensive plays.
Okay, we're talking hour. We'll talk NBA, NFL in hour number two. But what can they do to limit the violence in the NFL? Can it be limited? I mean, we have guys suffering from concussions, guys retiring, guys getting out, guys getting nutty, dementia, Junior Seau blowing his brains out. Other guys that have Alzheimer's, the age of 35, they're looking like Chris Benoit. What's happening? Is it worth it? I remember Mike Ditka a couple weeks ago on this show said, hey, football's not worth it. It's just not worth it. The glory's not worth it. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. Hour number two still to come here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and of course, the American Forces live all across America. This is Sports Overnight America.
For Generation E, McWilliams Cyberline coming at you around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite on the Information Radio Network. We'll be right back. looking good. You're right, coming in for final landing here pretty soon. By the way, I'm a little disappointed the mayor did not call upon us, Mayor Bloomberg or Governor Cuomo. You know those gas lines, all those issues that...
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360. If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Six and a half minutes past the hour. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Little Bad Company, of course, straight up, this is Bad Company for the next hour. We are available toll-free coast-to-coast and anywhere around the world on our toll-free phone line, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking a little NFL history tonight because straight up, people don't even know who this guy was, but Kenny Washington was like the Jackie Robinson of NFL. He signed 1946, after being drafted in 1933, but the Washington Redskins, you know those, that racist team? You know, the Washington Redskins, like the Nashville Ends or the Memphis Mexicans or something like that. Well, their team owner back then said, no, we don't want blacks in football. Surprisingly, and of course, they still got that racist name, the Washington Redskins. So lots of NFL stuff to talk about. Big D, what's on the plate?
You know, in addition to the NFL, we had a lot of surprising retirements over the last couple weeks. Definitely got to get into that.
Okay, and of course, hockey's coming up, and the Final Four as far as the NCAA is concerned, and of course, it's all going to boil down to March Madness at Kentucky. No matter what anybody says, folks, all these guys are doing is going through the motions, and about a month from now, you say to me, Pedro, you're right, Kentucky is the greatest team of 2015. Of course, a lot of people think the Kentucky team of 5 years ago was better, but straight up, Kentucky, 2015, team of the year. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America, weekend edition. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Zach Attack Young's on the line from the City of Angels, Southern California. He's going to talk about the stadium issues. Are the Rams coming back to L.A.? What's going on with the Rams? Why the hell would they go to St. Louis anyway? Stupid. You go from, like, the number two market in the country to the number 19 market? Yeah, that makes a lot of money and a lot of sense. No dollars, no common sense. What's that broad thinking? You're tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Once again, open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. Sitting in front of the mic, my name is Pedro Fernandez. To my left, the great Dominic Jimenez, and of course, Zach Attack Young and Assyrian Pete controlling the other room. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You know Gil Gonzalez?
Gil Gonzalez? No, I don't.
Don't know Gil? Well, you oughta. He's a friend of ours, and that's his car you get your butt parked on.
Hey, where you going?
Nowhere.
Well, you must be going someplace. I mean, you left here, didn't you? Man, spring over here. I want to show him something. Bend down here. Look across there. You see?
Yeah, I guess so.
Scratched it, man. And what do you get off sitting on Gil's car, man?
Sorry. It's really not much of a scratch. I don't think it's even...
Ain't the size that's in question here. It's the principle.
Principle. Right.
Oh, jeez, this is going to be tough. What should we do with you?
Tie him to the car and drag him.
You know Toby Juarez? Toby Juarez, he's a pharaoh, isn't he?
Toby Juarez?
Yeah,
we know Toby. We killed him last night.
Tied him to the car and dragged him.
Right. You better come with us and maybe take a ride with the pharaohs, huh?
Sounds of American Graffiti, of course, the George Lucas film back in the day in Modesto, California. I went down to Modesto yesterday to check out the stadium that hosts the Modesto Nuts of the California League. And all I've got to say about Modesto is it's a nice place. They've got a great, great little ballpark down there. Everybody's behind the team. But I got to tell you one thing. You know what Modesto really needs, Dominic?
What is that?
New hookers. I couldn't believe it. They were the most heinous women I've ever seen in my life walking the streets down there. I just can't believe they should be arrested for impersonating prostitutes. The bottom line is, Modesto, what a hellhole that it was, and I'm not going back except to see the Memphis Nuts. We're talking NFL, of course, right now, and I want to bring up Kenny Washington, born in 1918, originally eligible to play football, pro football, back in 1933, but they put a 12-year ban on blacks in the NFL, and of course that was the Washington Redskins owner that did that. And then in 1947, the Rams were forced by the Coliseum, the people that ran the stadium for him down there, said, if you don't sign a black player, we're taking away your lease. So that's the only reason why he got into the NFL. I think he's the Jackie Robinson of the NFL without the glory. And you don't even look at it that way. Talk to me.
Well, I mean, you just changed, you said, without the glory. And I think that's right. He did break the color barrier, but I mean, If you go up to the NFL fan, how many people actually know who Kenny Washington is? And don't get me wrong, awesome. He was the one that broke the color barrier. Obviously, there are a lot of African American players in the NFL now, so it was almost a bigger deal than Jackie Robinson. But he gets absolutely no praise, very little notoriety. It surprises me.
But they took away 12 years of his prime, though. In other words, when he finally came back and played pro football, his knees were shot. He was in his 30s, okay? And he still averaged 6.1 yards a carry. It's an amazing thing for a guy in his 30s with shot knees.
And that just adds to the fact that it's a little baffling that nobody knows who he is. Because when he finally did play, he was really, really good. I don't get it.
Well, he retired from the NFL following the 1948 season. His number 13 jersey was retired by UCLA in 1956, and he died by the age of 52 in 1971. Man, I mean, guess guys going away early. Speaking of guys going away early, I want to say goodbye to Emilio Ike Balsetta, who died last week. We buried him, and he was of his own volition because he died of cirrhosis of the liver. And guess what? Guess where they wanted to go party after the funeral? You're not going
to
believe this.
The fact that you said where they wanted to party, it has to be a bar.
They wanted to go to a bar, the bar that turned this guy into the dead man that he is. They wanted to go back and celebrate his death in the place that killed him.
Nothing against the people that were with you, but I don't know if it was a grief thing, but they're not very bright.
They're my peeps, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
They are my
peeps.
I mean, I'm not ashamed of them. The bottom line is, you know, they're not the. Some of them aren't Rhodes Scholars and things like that. But we all grew up on Cortland Avenue, up in the Bernal Heights. I guess we all grew up on Cortland. There wasn't a whole lot of us up there, but the ones that are still together, we go to funerals, we see each other at funerals. But man, he drank himself to death. And they say, yeah, we're going to Connection to celebrate. I said, I don't think so. Now, if you said let's go to a medical cannabis club, I'd have probably went. But the bar, that ain't happening. The 49ers signed Reggie Bush. Zach Attack Young, is Reggie Bush going to make a big difference with the Niners or what?
I think he'll make a decent-sized difference. I think that their main back this year is going to be Carlos Hyde, who played really well last year. He was kind of like the backup to Frank Gore. But, I mean, when he got on the field and actually got the opportunity, he looked pretty sharp. So I think that Reggie Bush is kind of going to be more of the backup. But he's also one of those players who's like, you know, he's a running back, but he has pretty good hands for a running back, and you can throw him passes. So it'll be an interesting offensive weapon for the 49ers this year.
His greatest accomplishment was not winning and losing the Heisman Trophy. It was not getting drafted by the NFL. It was banging Kim Kardashian. That was his claim to fame. That's just me. Anyway, his guaranteed deal is $1.1 million, possibly $2.2 million if he lives up to his numbers, but is he going to make a positive impact on the 49ers offense? I mean, can you replace Frank Gore? Plus, Frank Gore was on the fade, wasn't he?
You know, you want to say he was on the fade. He was on the wrong side of 30, but he ran for 1,000 yards again last year. But I think Carlos Hyde is a new version, a younger version of Frank Gore. I don't expect to. Reggie Bush is not going to be the man. Don't get it wrong. He's going to be complimentary. So Bush is going to come in on passing downs. He's great catching passes out of the backfield. I don't know how well he can return kicks and punts at this stage in his career, but Reggie Bush is a nice little weapon to have to complement Carlos Hyde, who's a very, you know, downhill, quick and powerful runner.
Okay, the big question for Donald Sterling's stepson here, I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. Said Donald Sterling, of course, the ex-owner of the L.A. Clippers, and we're just in jest when we say that. But the bottom line is L.A., they were talking no teams, no teams, no teams. All of a sudden, the Rams are possibly coming back from St. Louis. The Chargers want to move up to Carson, maybe, and the Raiders are going on to Carson. Give us the latest update on the Carson debacle.
Well, I've been working. I was actually working all last week in Carson, and I saw a lot of people in front of stores with, like, the petition to sign to try to get it onto the ballot, the next ballot that's coming up to have the city approve the building of the stadium. So I think that people are excited about that, and they are going to – I think it will move forward. And as far as the Rams, they're supposed to be coming back to Inglewood. That's the spot that they're looking at coming back to.
Dominic, can you imagine the revenue that will be taken in the city of Carson, California, if two NFL teams were to move there?
That's going to be a lot of money.
That would really be a game every week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably even during the bye weeks. It probably pushes the schedule
unless
around.
Somehow they're scheduled the same bye. Yeah. What would be fascinating is if that joint venture happens, if there's going to be a rearranging of the divisions. That'll be interesting to see, too.
Hmm. Any word on my buddy Colin Kaepernick tuning up down there in Phoenix? Are they still hiding that one out? They're not saying a word, huh?
They're not letting anything out.
Shh. Yep. Colin's in class.
Pretty much.
Colin's in class.
Yes.
Colin was the best quarterback 2 years ago. Everybody was saying he was like the NFL's version of Viagra. I mean, wow, he was a guy. And then, boom, man, he went from being erect to being a limp. What happened there?
Erect to erratic.
Good way to put that.
Thank you. You know, he hasn't gotten better. His game hasn't evolved, and defenses have a book on him now. The Niners got away from running the read option. They changed their offense. They tried to make Kaepernick a pocket passer. at this point in his career, that's just not the guy. I hope this new coaching staff and the offensive coordinator, Jeep Christ, will retool the offense to better suit Colin Kaepernick.
Bottom line is, though, Jed York is running the team, and he's the boss, and everybody else has to answer to him, correct?
Yep.
And Harbaugh wouldn't do that.
He would, but he wasn't saying yes all the time.
I got to give it to Jim Harbaugh, though. You know why he went back to Michigan, and they were giving him, like, millions and millions of bucks? He decided to pass the money around. So he's giving money to his assistant coaches. They're making millions of dollars as well.
Yeah.
He's got some class, man.
Yeah,
I think he's a nut. I think he's ready to explode any second, have a stroke, but he's got some class.
Yeah, the Michigan assistant staff was one of the poorest, but very underpaid, and Jim Harbaugh's taking care of him.
Straight up, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com. There's all kinds of different internet platforms for us, of course, Sports Byline as well. But the bottom line is, we are the only network show on live at this time of the morning. We'll bring you the NBA scores, of course, all the NBA scores, NCAA. We've got all that stuff going on, an update coming up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast. Christian, where are you? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You hear that snoring in the background? That's Christian, baby.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way down to the youth leagues. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com. And in the coupon code, type in PHBAT14 for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat. March Madness is upon us. Best time of the year. Number one, Kentucky beats number eight, Cincinnati, 64-51. Number eight, NC State upsets number one, Villanova, 71-68. Number two, Arizona beat down on number 10, Ohio State, 73-58. And Notre Dame, number three seed, takes down the six seed Butler Bulldogs, 67-64 in overtime. Pedro, what's happening with the NBA?
Brooklyn Nets, 123-111 winners over Indiana. Of course, Chicago came in short against Detroit in Detroit, 107-101. Of course, the best team in all of basketball, the best team in the year, the 2015 NBA Team of the Year. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors and Stephen Curry, 106-91 winners over the Utah Jazz. And Houston smoked. And I think they came up short against Phoenix, 117-102, 15 points there. The bottom line is the Memphis Grizzlies did beat the Portland Trailblazers tonight at home, 97-86.
This has been your Sports Overnight America Pro Hammer Bat Sports Update.
Okay, so we were talking NFL before the break. I'm reading something at 49ers.com to talk about a 9-point touchdown. What kind of crap is that? Jed York must be smoking better dope than I. Okay? He must be. He's got to be. If he's talking, now, does anybody have any idea where this 9-point touchdown's coming from?
Yeah, it's coming from the Indianapolis Colts.
The Colts want to push it.
Not Jed
it's
York.
It's not York.
The Colts proposed it to the NFL Rules Committee.
And the NFL Rules Committee is going to look into this?
I don't know. I'm looking at it right now. It's kind of a weird rule. They proposed to allow teams scoring a touchdown to try to add three more points to their score by first trying a 2-point conversion, and if that's successful, kicking a 50-yard field goal for another point. It seems a little blocky and a little choppy, but I kind of like it. It's a little too much. I think they might have to refine it. But I don't know. I could get behind it.
9 points.
Because, I mean, you got to think about it.
Syrian Pete shaking his head in the other room. Zach and Tag Young, I can see him through the Skype. He's shaking his head as well. You're the only one. You're alone on this one, Dominic. Sorry.
That's fine.
Okay. All alone by himself out on the bridge. We're out on the cliff. I'm talking about 9-point touchdowns. Ain't going to happen. Okay. The San Francisco 49ers, of course, they are in the news because they keep doing everything wrong. Every week we look at the papers, the local papers are being dogged by the local papers. But that's not what I really want to talk about. I want to talk about head injuries in the NFL now. Now, things have been going down, and we've been talking about head injuries for a long time. I was talking about head injuries in boxing 25, 30 years ago, and people thought I was out of my mind. You know, and I was like trying to push this concussion syndrome, the repetitive concussion syndrome, a couple of decades ago, and nobody was listening. And now it's like, now it's the stuff.
Yeah, and you know, the fact that it's so prevalent played a big factor in 49ers linebacker Chris Borland, a middle linebacker, 25, played one season. Last year was his rookie season, led the team in tackles after taking over for Patrick Willis about halfway through the season. He retired at age 25, and he's not the only young guy that's retired. Jake Locker, 26, former quarterback, he retired. Jason Worlds, outside linebacker, 26, retired. Patrick Willis, age 30, he retired. Chris Borland is just... he's the next in a line of a lot of guys that are retiring at a young age, partially because of their health. Chris Borland cited fear over head injuries and his, you know, long-term outlook on life and health as the reason he retired.
If you've ever seen a retarded athlete, I know that sounds terrible for me to say that, okay? But I'm talking about a guy that's been beaten to a point where he doesn't know where he's at. I've seen it in football. I've seen it in hockey. I've seen it in soccer. Okay, and I've obviously seen it in combat sports. But you see these guys, they couldn't sell pencils on a street corner because they wouldn't know how much to sell the pencils for and how to take money out of your hand. Okay, these guys are destroyed, and they've been destroyed by sports. So therefore, my point is, are we going back to the Ditka thing? Zach Attack, you think we're going back to what Ditka says? You think we should just ban the NFL and combat sports?
I mean, as a fan, it's hard for me to want them to be banned, but they're certainly not safe for the athletes. But I think I honestly think that if that's what somebody wants to do with their life, they have the right to be able to do that. But I do think that there can be steps taken to ensure that these are safer, that these sports are as safe as they can possibly be, because we really don't need there to be any type of fatalities or long-term effects of this. I think that fights should be stopped sooner. And I know a lot of people don't like that view. A lot of people want to see it keep going on. But you know what? I think at the end of the day, the value of life is more than the value of any type of entertainment. And I feel the same way about football with the head trauma that they have in the sport. I really think that there's steps that could be taken to where that doesn't need to happen.
The most exciting fighter of the past 20 years was Arturo Gatti, Mr. Face Fighter himself. And of all those wars with Mickey Ward, I can go on and on and on. Of course, fought Mayweather and lost. But, you know, the boos and the fact that he had been beaten on so much, like a conga drum, he went nuts. Of course, he ended up being murdered by his wife down there in Brazil, but that's a different story for another day. What I'm trying to say is you can see these guys. See, I see these guys 10 or 15 years after it's over, Dominic, and the average fan, the guy sitting at home watching him on TV, he doesn't see that.
No, he sees the gladiator on the field or in the ring, and then that's it. Once he's done playing, unless you have some type of connection or he makes media appearances, you really don't see him. Or if it's a guy like Jim McMahon, who had a huge spread in Sports Illustrated a year or two ago about how life is awful for him. Or it's a guy like Junior Seau or Jovan Belcher making the news. Murder-suicide for Belcher, killed his girlfriend, then went to the Chiefs facility and killed himself. Or Junior Seau taking a gun, killing himself, shooting himself in the chest, leaving a note saying, "I left my brain. Study it. Please find out what was wrong with me."
Chris Benoit, the professional
Him
wrestler.
Too, yeah.
I mean, he was doing all the, he had all those concussions, jumping off the top rope and hitting his head, headbutting some guy from a 10-foot fall. And, you know, some of the times you can rig that, other times you can't rig it. And the times you can't rig it, you're going to get a concussion. So they said he had like the mind of like a 90-year-old man. He killed his wife. He killed his kid. He killed himself. I mean, and they studied his brain, and his brain was like mush.
Yeah, that's what this CTE, that's the you keep referring multiple concussion thing. It's the CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, excuse me. And that's basically, it's a condition that's triggered by multiple concussions, and the tissue of the brain just deteriorates. Like you said, it turns to mush.
Do you know they're talking about removing the heading of a ball in soccer games in high school here in the United States? They're talking about trying to take the heading of balls out.
That's a good idea.
I think it is, too, because, you know, you got a ball coming at you at full steam and you stick your head in front of it. Good Lord, man. That's going to jostle your brain just like a punch.
And you know, people don't really talk about it. They don't really think about that. The fact that, you know, header after header after header, you know, guys like Rooney, Ronaldo, John Terry right now, they make a living when they score off the header. Nobody really thinks about, oh, man, that's a wet soccer ball coming in at 20 miles an hour, and they're slamming full force with their head on that ball, and it's not really talked about.
Assyrian Pete, you want to weigh in on that?
One thing that I think seems to get overlooked a little, or not overlooked, I mean, people have talked about it, but I mean, it always comes back to the CTE. And obviously, if I'm Chris Borland, I'd probably make the same decision, because Chris Borland has options. Some of these guys, the majority of these guys that are playing in the NFL, their only option for getting a paycheck that they're going to make a living off of that can provide for them and their family is the NFL.
Time out. Are you trying to tell me that Marshawn Lynch could not be CEO at Apple or eBay?
See, I don't know that. Marshawn Lynch is a Cal alum, so he possibly could.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
You know why? Because who was the guy? Chuck Muncy graduated from Cal and went to the New Orleans Saints. He couldn't read or write. He was illiterate. He graduated from Cal and couldn't read or write.
So you're telling me the academics at Berkeley are maybe they're propped up a little bit?
Sounds like Pedro's a Stanford guy.
No, I'm a Cal guy. I spent a year and a half over at Cal reading the Warren Commission when I was in high school and college. So I spent a lot of time in UC Berkeley. I love Berkeley. I love Top Dog over there on Durant anyway. But the bottom line is, those are my own personal feelings. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Dez Bryant, franchise, of course, with the with the Dallas Cowboys at wide receiver, how much money is he going to get?
13? I would imagine 13 to 15 million. It's 10% of the average. It's the average salary of the top 10 players at the position. So the way wide receivers are valued in the NFL now, Dez Bryant going to get paid.
Some of these franchise players for Kansas City is Justin Houston, Jason Pierre-Paul for the New York Giants. Who else? Demaryius Thomas, yeah, the wide receiver with
Broncos.
With the Broncos, straight up. These are franchise players. These are guys that they can't leave if they wanted to, huh?
Yes. So what it is
it sounds like ownership, isn't it? When we tried to get away with free agency, well, are we back to having Masters now? I know we got that Washington Redskins, man, got them Redskins, but are we back to having Masters?
Well, I mean, you say that, but these guys are making top tier money when they use the franchise tag. That's why every NFL team doesn't always use the franchise tag, because they're going to pay this guy for a 1 year deal. But they're going to pay him a lot of money. And you know, so Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, they're completely worth it. But maybe a guy like Jason Pierre-Paul, they're trying to renegotiate long-term. They're going to take the bullet, even though he might not be worth X amount of money he's going to get. But they're trying to buy themselves that extra year of having him around. That's an extra year that they can negotiate.
Do the Raiders or the Niners have a franchise player?
I don't think they didn't use it, no.
I'm joking. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. We're talking sports until the top of the hour here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network, a plethora of internet platforms, including iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, SportsByline.com. Hit the Listen Live button. And, of course, we're here each and every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations. iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Candy Maldonado with the hesitation, allowing Jose Canseco to score, and he fails to get Dave Parker at second base, so the...
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Finally, the box showed up. 17 days, I had no Alchemy Water. Okay, was struggling to say to myself, something's wrong. It was the Alchemy Water, because I've been back on the Alchemy now for like 7 days. My runs are coming good, my workouts are feeling great, and I look fantastic in the morning and at night. I could contribute it all to Alchemy Water. There's a difference in the water you drink. Alkame, alchemywater.com. May the 2nd, 2015, $200 million guaranteed to the participants. Manny Pacquiao, of course, 56-5, taking on the undefeated Floyd Mayweather now, 47-0. Dominic, you're not the biggest boxing fan in the world here, but it doesn't take a genius to figure this one out, does it?
No, you got to go with Mayweather here. Pacquiao has looked very bad the last few fights, including that the one where he decided to go night-night. Mayweather.
Is that where the referee's still counting 487, 488? I mean, he could have counted to 1,000 that night. Zach Attack, when he got face planted by Marquez, it looked like it was all over for Manny Pacquiao. Why now, after two fights against, he beat Tim Bradley, but the Algeri guy wasn't much, and Brandon Rios wasn't a whole lot. Why all of a sudden, after three fights now, he's like Superman again? He didn't do anything super.
Well, I think he has a bit of a fanatical fan base. I know they'll probably be mad about me saying that, but I mean, they see him beat these fighters and they build them up to be more than they are. I mean, Tim Bradley is a good win. He's one of the top welterweights out there. But he wasn't a guy who was really going to hurt Pacquiao. You know, he didn't have the power to hurt Pacquiao. But Pacquiao himself said that he was hurt at moments in that fight. So what does that really say? And Algeri is another guy who wasn't a big puncher. Rios was a pretty big puncher, but he wasn't really a guy who could get in there and actually land shots on Pacquiao. He's not the most accurate guy. So none of those guys were really like big threats in terms of knocking Pacquiao out again. They were safe fights.
Zach, is there a chance that these pay-per-view numbers that they're being put forth on Floyd Mayweather fights are fiction? They're just full of spit?
I don't really think so. I don't think that they would be able to actually lie about that, because you know somebody like Aram would be debunking that as fast as possible. So I think that you can probably believe the numbers, but if they take a while to come out, then there might be some type of trickery going on.
Wait, Bob Arum, he was the guy that said, yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth. That's what he said, quote, right in front of me. How can you believe anything that buffoon says?
I don't think you can at the end of the day. And if you cross paths with him like Oscar and Floyd did, I think that he's going to kind of try to write you off as much as he possibly can.
Exactly. Of course, he's kissing Manny's butt right now because Manny signed with him. Manny could have been a free agent making twice the money he's making. Guess what? Miguel Cotto, in the three fights that he was away from Top Rank, in his first two fights, he made more money in those first two fights than he did his entire career with Top Rank. Does that say something right there?
Yeah, it definitely does. And look at Miguel Cotto now. He's making $50 million for the three fights that he's going to have under Jay-Z's promotional company.
Is that serious, though? Miguel Cotto, Andre Ward. I mean, you can sign fighters, but does that make you a promoter?
I don't know if it necessarily makes him a promoter, but he at least has the cash to actually pay these guys. So I feel like they are actually going to get paid. We'll see how the shows do. I don't think that the first card was really that talked about outside of boxing circles. So hopefully in the future we'll see like a greater push.
Okay, that is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by Alchemy Water. There's a difference in the water you drink. I know because I drink it. Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Let's talk Major League Baseball. The season's about to start in less than a month. The Giants, Mr. Bumgarner did pretty well. He's had a good outing. But all in all, the Giants, assess the Giants thus far in spring training, Mr. Jimenez.
Okay. That's how the Giants have been this spring training. It's been bad. They have not looked good at all.
These are world champions.
Yeah, it's the world champions. It's also spring training. You can't put too much stock into it. They're going to be playing for the full season. This is not. They're not going to get off to a good start here out of the gates. It's just the way they're playing right now, it looks like they got some more rust to shake off.
Zach, the team that's going to come out the gates jumping is going to be the L.A. Dodgers, isn't it?
Yes, of course. The Dodgers, I know it was just a spring training game, but today they had 5 home runs in their game, and Adrian Gonzalez had 2, so they're looking pretty sharp in spring training so far.
What about the Angels?
The Angels are looking good, not as explosive as the Dodgers, but they're looking good. And the other day, Clayton Kershaw, he got hit with the ball in the head, and he still was able to retire, like, I think something like 7 batters in a row after that. So I think that just motivated him more. So it'll be an interesting season.
You know, they were only really the Dodgers only like 1 or 2 wins away from being there for all the marbles last year. I mean, Kershaw lost that last game. They put it all on him. They put a lot of weight on that guy's shoulders, Dominic.
They do, but when you're the best pitcher in baseball, that's your responsibility to bear. It is.
I thought Bumgarner was the best pitcher in
baseball. Clayton Kershaw's the best pitcher in baseball.
No doubt about that?
Yeah. It's maybe Felix Hernandez, but those are the top two guys.
Speaking of favorite guys, top guys, how's my buddy Alex Rodriguez doing?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. They're not really talking about Alex Rodriguez. It's fascinating. You know, there was a big hoopla about, you know, he was going to be back at spring training. He was going to make a public statement using the floor of the Grapefruit League. They hyped up his first, you know, game. Oh, Alex Rodriguez, his first single in so-and-so. But yeah, I haven't heard much about A-Rod since then, and it's a little weird, but I don't mind it. He's going to be a DH most of the year. There's not a whole lot left in the tank. I think he can still provide a little bit for the Yankees, but he's definitely far cry from the player he once was.
Zach, you got any idea what A-Rod's greatest accomplishment in life was?
Making all that money, being with all those supermodels. I don't take your pick, really.
Banging Madonna. That's where he was making his money. She's like a billionaire. That chick's worth all kinds of money. Back to Jay-Z. Jay-Z, of course, is going to try to promote boxing with his wife, Beyonce. Zach and Dominic, I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to poll you on this one. Do you really think that somebody wants to go to a boxing match and listen to a rap concert at the same time? Dominic, I'll let you roll with that first.
They're not going to – it's not going to be a dual thing, but I think Jay-Z can use his influence in the hip-hop and music industry in order to generate new interest and new buzz to help promote the boxing. I think he's going to keep them separate in terms of, you know, between matches – we've got so-and-so performing. I don't think you're going to get something like that. But I do think that Jay-Z can use his resources, his vast pool of resources, and give it some time. He's bringing in the right people. I think he can become a legitimate promoter in the world of boxing.
He's got David Iskowitz working as the CEO. That's Lou DiBella's former guy at HBO, then for Lou DiBella Entertainment, and then, of course, Golden Boy Promotions, who he's the COO or the CEO of the boxing end of it. And, of course, they're worth over $1 billion, him and his old lady. But I got to ask you this, Zach. You know, I mean, he can have a couple of fighters, but Al Haymon controls boxing. Al Haymon doesn't like Jay-Z at all, so these guys will never do business.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't look like a possibility, but maybe he can work with Bob Arum instead, because from what I've heard, Bob Arum and Al Haymon aren't the best of friends, so maybe that would be a route for Jay-Z to go down.
Al Haymon, Mr. Mystery, supposedly a closeted gay guy out of Harvard. Nobody knew much about him. Of course, he was promoting musical acts like The First Edition of Bobby Brown and those guys, Whitney Houston's ex-husband. And what he did was he actually started a case against a bunch of promoters back east who were, like, using the mafia to extort money out of acts when they came to town. If you want to play in my town, you're going to play at the Brooklyn Theater, and you're going to pay me $5,000 to do it, Dominic. But, you know, my man, Al Haymon, went in there. He got the feds in there, so he straightened it out. And most of these musicians are making money. Zach, you got to give him props. All those fighters are making money. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, I mean, the only real knock on Haymon is that you see his fighters in, like, some mismatches. That happens a lot with Haymon, but, I mean, at the end of the day, he does actually put on some quality fights, and he is bringing the sport to a level of recognition that it hasn't seen in a long time. So you kind of got to take the good with the bad like you do with any figure in boxing, really. So. Okay.
Speaking of the good with the bad, let's go back to baseball just for a second. Tim Lincecum, we had a combination of the good and the bad. He did have a bad day today.
No, he started off a little rocky. I know you think he should be a piggyback starter.
Zach, does this sound weird to you? I think that he has psychological problems as far as starting games are concerned, as far as his confidence is concerned. I'm talking about Tim Lincecum. So here's my thing. We get a guy to start the game, a guy to pitch the first two innings. We bring Lincecum in and let him finish. What do you think? Am I nuts?
No, I don't think that's a bad strategy. I think that that's something that you might see in baseball more. I mean, they've already moved to where they have like a couple of like closing pitchers, you know, where they have a couple of relief pitchers to set up the closer. So I could see them doing something like that with Lincecum.
Hmm. Baseball's going to have a good year this year. 2015, I think we're going to do some record numbers as far as attendance is concerned. I think the country's back on the roll as far as the economy is concerned. I mean, the poor folks aren't going to the games, but the rich folks, they've got money and they'll be there.
Yeah, and you know, this year, one of the most popular teams, the Chicago Cubs, they've got four or five young, awesome players coming up, and I think that could generate some serious excitement. You know, the Cubs, the hard luck losers for the longest time, they could be pretty good this year. I'm going to be watching third baseman Chris Bryant. Guy is going to be a stud.
I knew you. He stole my play, folks. I was going to bring up Chris Bryant. I thought Chris Bryant's got to go on. John Lester's got some arm issues back there. Is his arms not doing all that well?
I haven't heard anything, but I think Lester will be, he'll be fine. I think so.
Okay. Real quick now, Giants starters, okay? Who's going to win the most games? Bumgarner?
Bumgarner. Barring an injury or anything like that, he's going to keep them in the most close games. It's you got to go with Bumgarner.
And the rest of the guys are going to pitch 500 ball like they did last year?
I think that's a possibility. Matt Cain, if he's healthy, can be better than 500 for sure. But he looked good in his couple spring training outings, but you got to see how the elbow holds up over 162.
Zach, the Giants are the world champions. The Dodgers are a better team. Are the Dodgers going to the World Series this year?
Yep, the Dodgers are going to the World Series, and they will win this year. That's my prediction for the year.
March Madness 2015 is upon us, folks. Kentucky's going to run away with it all. You heard it here first. Don't forget, Pedro Fernandez said that. Kentucky's going to go 40-0. There'll be no contest. They will be the national champions, no doubt about it. We talked, of course, NBA tonight, NFL tonight. We didn't talk any horse racing. Talked that great history, of course, about Kenny Washington, the NFL, and how you don't give him the props. Dominic, I'm still not with you on that one. I think he was a Jackie Robinson of football, and that the fact that they banned him for 12 years, that was it right there. So I think that sort of like Satchel Paige, you should get some type of honorary degree.
Yeah, I take nothing away from him. Huge accomplishment. I just, in terms of mainstream notoriety, it's hard to call him an equivalent of Jackie Robinson.
Good enough, folks. We've wrapping things up here on Sports Byline. SportsByline.com. That's the website. You can hit the Listen Live button. Listen to the Sports Byline shows live. You can go to iHeartRadio. Listen to the shows live there. You can go to iHeartRadio.com. Download the iHeartRadio app. Take any of the Sports Byline shows anywhere you go, 24/7 on your tablet or your smartphone. Or you can listen to my show, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to thank the great Dominic Jimenez. Big D, you hit 500 tonight.
Only 500? If it's baseball, I'll take it, though.
That's right, okay. Exactly. Now, you, Zach Attack Young, you hit about 495 tonight.
I was 600. I was like 777 just to have a better number.
Well, Pedro hit 225, and guess what? Assyrian Pete in the cellar, of course, at like 100. You are tuned to Sports Byline Overnight America.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bats, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way to the youth leagues. Go to phbat.com, that's phbat.com, and in the coupon code type in phbat14 for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat.
Guess what? The Los Angeles Angels, they defeated the San Francisco Giants today 3-2. The Giants are 5-14 in the preseason. That doesn't look good for the world champions. Straight up, not a good day for the SF Giants. The Dodgers were losers of the Colorado Rockies 6-4. Toronto prevailed over Cincinnati, over Philadelphia 6-3, and another score straight up. Of course, we're talking preseason baseball, folks. Can't read a whole lot out of this. Can't read a whole lot out of it. But the bottom line is Boston. Boston and Pittsburgh was tied after nine innings. It was an even game. I think that's sort of cool. They don't go to any extra innings as far as these preseason games.
Yeah, there's no need to. Really quick, March Madness, UCLA, UAB. UCLA wins 92-75. And you were telling me a cool story about UCLA and Kenny Washington, Pedro.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that.
Kenny Washington went to UCLA. Turns out his teammate on the football team was the guy we've been comparing him to all night, Jackie Robinson.
Amazing. Jackie Robinson, Kenny Washington, both the, you know, breaking barriers as far as race is concerned. Zach Attack Young, you have a good week down there in the City of Angels, man. You got a story coming up on this UFC fight tonight?
Oh, yes, of course I do. Thank you, Pedro. Have a great weekend up in the Bay.
All the best. Zach Attack Young, Dominic Big D, Jimenez Big D. How many dates you got going this week, man? What's the story? You're the big player around here.
I've got other things going on. I'm going to Disneyland in the middle of the week, and then I got WrestleMania next weekend.
WrestleMania next weekend?
WrestleMania, Santa Clara, Levi's Stadium next weekend.
Good enough. WrestleMania next week. We'll talk about that, of course. Sports Overnight America. This is the weekend edition. Assyrian Pete is the not-so-serious guy in the other room. He runs the show here. We thank him very much. Until next time, much peace, much respect, and don't forget, I am the man, Pedro Fernandez.